report and possible discussion on groundwater acquisition project presented by Tom Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last time I was up, I had been captured, my attention had been captured by the presentations of my colleague to the point that I was surprised that I was up. John didn't capture my attention that much with the reading of the resolutions. There are a number of things that have happened since we last updated you on groundwater. If you remember, in October last year, we had a groundwater meeting in the target area that you see on the map that's kind of enclosed by this brown circle or brown square. At the time, we said that we were somewhat disappointed in the attendance at our meeting, but pleasantly surprised by the response of the people that were there. Since that time, we've had follow-up conversations with the people that were there, plus others that were in that area, what we call the target area. And we now have approximately 20 people who have expressed an interest in leasing to us something on the order of 20,000 acres, which is better than we ever expected. So sometime by the end of this first quarter, we hope to have developed the contract that will include the terms that we had laid out for folks and start contacting those who we think would be plausible for us to lease the 5,000 acres from. A number of other things that have happened that are of interest, I think. One, we were contacted by Brazos Valley Alliance, and they would very much like for us to be a customer of theirs. This is a group of people who formed a co-op and claim to have about 180,000 acres tied up with 1,500 different landowners. And they believe that they could assign some of those agreements to BRA, and that would be good for both of us. It may have some potential, however. What they do is take whatever revenue they generate and distribute it across the entire 180,000 acres. Part of our strategy was to develop a proposal or terms that we felt like would keep landowners happy with us. If you took our $500,000 that we have budgeted, we probably won't spend that much, and distributed that among 180,000 acres, it amounts to about $3 an acre, and I don't think that I'm concerned that that doesn't keep landowners very happy with you. And we've expressed that to them, and but they still want to talk. Some of them may have noticed in the papers some of the press, the hype about the deal that was made between Sustainable Water and the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, which would take water from Lee County and move it up out of the 130 corridor. That's the highway that's presently being constructed east of I-35 going around Georgetown, Austin, up to San Marcos. That created a good bit of concern by our colleagues to the south. They implied in the paper that they would potentially serve customers in Williamson County, Travis County, and others further south. They asked to come meet with us. My impression of the meeting was not so much that they really thought that they had a potential for coming through Williamson County, because they realized that most of those customers are taken care of currently by VRA, but rather hoping that we would not oppose whatever they're trying to do. It's not a very direct, to come up through Williamson County from Lee County then to San Marcos is not a very direct route for them. The agreement that they really have with the Guadalupe River Authority, Blanco River Authority, is not any more than just an agreement for the next year for them to each look at the possibility without talking to others. It's a long way from a project that comes to fruition. We were also contacted by a group known as the Fairview Holdings, which I do think has a lot of potential for us. This is a group that's connected with a foundation that have two tracts, one of about 2,500 acres and another of about 3,600 acres. And you see, Brian, I can't see the map from here if you'll point them out. One is in the target area, the other one is outside the target area, but in a little bit better part of the aquifer. They're pretty knowledgeable of the water issues. They understand our deal. They're very much interested in discussing a potential deal with the VRA. The others are more of the others that you see on the map are individual land, lots of land held by individual landowners, for each relatively small for the most part, but in some cases more than 1,200 acres is the minimum size that we wanted to consider. Also, just within the last few days, we were contacted by Alcoa. And you know that the deal that Alcoa had with San Antonio decided, that kind of went south on them. They've always said that if they ever are able to do another deal for what the sale of water, they'd like it to be with VRA and keep the water fairly close to Alcoa, which in Livingston County kind of meets that criteria for them. We've got a meeting set up with them within the next few days to discuss that. So I think part of our strategy has worked. We've brought people out of the woodwork, and when we put our deal out there, they realize if they're going to be a part of being, of getting water into Williamson County, they need to hitch their wagon to our team. And so we're pretty excited about the opportunity for us. I hope by mid-year we're able to sign contracts with whomever we decide are the best for us. I guess at this point, I'm a little bit concerned that there will be a number of people who were really disappointed that they don't get to be a part of this first increment. Our terms have excited some people. They realize that if a deal is ever done for Williamson County, it probably needed to be with someone like VRA. And if they miss that first opportunity, they probably will be disappointed. But there are additional water that we will need sometime in the future, and I guess our story to them will be, you may be on the second phase of our purchase. I'd be happy to answer any questions. This is not an action item. Yes, sir.
That blue parcel in the northwest corner, is that the one that has water rights in the riverbed, Little River? You indicated in the narrative that they had some water rights in the Little River. Is that?
Water rights, service water rights. All service concessions there.
Is that Terry Arledge? Does he live in Brockdale? Do you know him?
He does.
He does.
Didn't know him personally, but I'd heard of him. I can never figure out. He's in the cattle feeding business in Rocktail, and he just built a large feeding plant that's been permitted. He was in one that was not permitted, and now he's gone for a one that's fully permitted. So the guy, he does deal, land deals. He's pretty knowledgeable of the water business. They were far more knowledgeable of the fundamentals of water than any group that we've talked to.
John, refresh my memory. The contracts that these different people have, are they for leased water rights like we're trying to lease? Are they similar contracts to the contracts we would have?
Fairview holds their landowners. Brazos Valley Alliance are leases. Most of those were developed fairly early on, and they haven't paid landowners very much. They promised them a lot in the future, but they haven't paid. But they do have leases. And the ones that we have identified are on the map in the light blue. However, they're supposed to get us an updated map showing just exactly what they have in our target area. Sustainable water, I don't think they have very much water. I think they're planning to lease the water once they get their deal made. They have a little bit. This is the old Texas Water Group, then Sherman Group. And we had talked to them previously, and at that time I think they had about 5,000 acres tied up was all. So.
What, would it be a problem if we worked like with Fairview Holdings, for instance, to consolidate what we're doing with what they're doing, or far as the contractual, the way we're contracting,
and
absolutely. The way they contract,
they have done something that we had hoped wouldn't happen. They have separated their water from their surface rights. But they still hold the both interests, so it's not so problematic so long as they hold the both interests. But hold both interests.
John, when are you trying to get some leases out?
When do we plan to get the leases out? Harley and some of our staff have been working on putting the written document together and have made a good bit of progress. We're not quite there. We would like to start circulating that lease by the end of this first quarter and then have people to sign and have our deal consummated sometime by mid-year.
Okay.
In this process, have you had any dealings or found out any information in terms of what the Metropolitan Lane Christensen is doing and how they're progressing?
We have not had much conversation since the beginning of this process with Metropolitan. They are still permitting water, but they kind of, I really don't know. They still have as a part of their team an individual who we've been somewhat concerned about, so.
Sure.
I don't know who their customer is. It's kind of puzzling because they are spending real dollars on permitting, and to our knowledge, don't have yet have a
customer. The only customer they have is Milam, Southwest Milam, in the water.
It's kind of interesting. Southwest Milam has approached us about buying some treated water from us out of Lake Ranger, so I don't see them as Southwest Milam as being a customer of theirs that would deliver water into Williamson County. Thank you.
Good work, Tom.
There's no other questions. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Moved by Director Pena, seconded. We don't need to read. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any adjourned.